Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a WIP afternoon show. I like Spike and Fritz. Why don't we get real dogs?
Yeah.
Why don't we grow up and get a real dog?
We found the first dog that Spike hates.
We are the Frank Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for the official kickoff to summer. Pete's going to pay your toll starting now on the AC Expressway all the way up until 5 o'clock. So we are wrapping up debate days as the official Flyer show in Philadelphia, with a huge Flyers debate between Broads and Al Morgani. Broads, do we have you, sir?
Yes, you have me. How are we today?
Oh, we're good. Morgani, you there as well?
I am here, ready to roll.
Oh,
you sound it, buddy.
Yeah. So before we get to it,
yo,
I just want to know, we want you guys to attack each other, even if you have to get personal. Are you ready for that or no?
I don't mind that. It's kind of like the Stanley Cup playoffs. You beat up your brother and you shake hands afterwards, right?
There we go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I don't respect you within the lines. That's all. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
When we're out there on the ice. This is the thing. I'm going to say all this stuff and he's going out to dinner with Jonesy and Tockett at 4:45. So I'm just going to sit down and they're going to talk about what I had to say.
Are you saying he's bought and sold by the team?
Say that again, Jack?
Are you saying that Al's bought and sold by the team?
Well, I think he's part of the brass, if you will.
All right. So the debate here is the Flyers' hire of Rick Tockett a home run hire? So, Broads, you are going to pick a number that is 1 or 2. If you get it correct, you get to decide who goes first. What is the number?
1.
That is incorrect. The number is 2. Al, would you like to go first, or would you like Broads to go first?
Oh, I will genuflect to the youth there.
Okay. Broads, your opening statement.
All right. Is Rick Tockett a home run hire? Of course not. It's a single. You can live with a single, but it's about the long ball. We love Schwarbaums in this town. He's just a typical retread. There's a group of second-tier retreads, Alain Vigneault, Peter Laviolette. You know what you're going to get. A few years, and then a nice culture, and then it's time to go to the next guy. But who knows? Since they're best friends with Rick Tockett, he's probably going to overstay his welcome. He doesn't have an impressive head coaching resume. 2 playoff berths in 9 years. It's safe. There's not much intrigue to this. I know what I'm getting. Just another standard guy who's going to run out of juice after a couple years until they move on to the next one. But hey, let's make our fan base happy and get people back into that barn. And let's get those season tickets rolling. And that's what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing a team that wanted to try and bring life back to the logo. So they're starting to pick up all the old Fly guys again to make people happy.
Wow. Strong. Run of the mill, you call him. All right, Al. I don't know what you're going to do with that, but your opening statement, sir.
Well, it's really cool to follow a glass banger. I mean, really, when you make echo noises like that, just an average coach, he's beloved in the NHL. He has success beyond the NHL, internationally. Canada wins a Four Nation tournament. He's one of the coaches behind the bench. Since he left the Penguins as an assistant coach, the Penguins, with four Hall of Famers, they have won exactly one playoff series, one with four Hall of Famers. The only team they've beaten in the playoffs since Rick Tocchet left as an assistant coach was the Flyers 1 year. That's it, and they haven't made the playoffs the last 3 years. And I like when you say he's just an average coach. Look at the numbers. What you're doing, bros, is what everybody does that has an empty head. They're looking at the notes and not hearing the music. When you try to compare what Rick Tocchet did coaching for organizations like Tampa and Arizona, which basically had Toys R Us as ownership, how are you supposed to do anything? And he still managed to get Arizona into a playoff series and win Coach of the Year last year in Vancouver. And you want to say that NHL coaches are like tees, you just use them and throw them away? That's true. Average length of coach as of right now, today, 1.98 years. Not very good. But he's managed to stay. And he managed to get this job in Philadelphia with other people, not just the NHL, but other people in networks trying to hire him because he's so popular. No, not just with people, with players, with personnel, with front offices. And when you want to look at just an old guy coming back to the Flyers, that's the most ridiculous argument ever. How easy would it have been to go and do something like be really cool and go get a college coach or something, because the Flyers are doing something different? Wouldn't that have been a lot easier? You know the kickback on this that they have to deal with? If Danny Briere wanted to look like, you know what, I want to calm the fan base, I would just do something different. But no, he went and decided, I'm going to get the best guy. I know there's going to be kickback from guys like Rhodes that think that just because the guy played here 23 years ago, we're going back the old road. No, this was a bold hire.
Wow.
Incredibly strong.
Rhodes is in the corner.
Go on, Rhodes.
Listen, this is the thing. The Jack Adams thing means diddly nothing to me, considering Torch
has
won.
Who the hell is Jack Adams?
Jack Adams Award means you're the best coach in the league for a year. Torch has won. Elaine Vigneault. You can go through the list. Everyone has a season here or there where it's nice. But how come all the success when he left Pittsburgh wasn't really generating with some of these other teams? Is it because the franchises, you said, stink? Well, what the hell are the Flyers? They probably stink too.
Have you looked at the rosters? So he doesn't make the playoffs this year. His goalie goes down with injury. You're dealing with an organization right now that's trying to play two things, chess and checkers at the same time. Tocchet gives you a chess look because guys want to come here and play for Rick Tocchet.
Well, I better see that then.
That's the secret. There's the secret sauce right there. Do you think that there's a better chance? I'll ask you point blank, be honest. Is there a better chance that a free agent like Hughes, when he's a free agent, comes to Philadelphia because Tocchet's here?
If the money's right, the money's right. I think it's
No. The money will be more in Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary. It would be more.
Well, he's not taking less to come play for Rick Tocchet in Philadelphia.
You're not taking less. People go play less for him in Florida and Dallas because of tax situations.
Well, that's different.
Things happen. No, people want to play for him. Rick Tocchet, when he's known throughout the league as he's like a star whisperer. Geno Malkin
wouldn't get
along with anybody. Malkin goes there and Tocchet turns him into the player that he is now. If you look at Kessel, would play for nobody. It was Tocchet that got him to play. Why do you think TNT so desperately wanted him on their panel? Why do you think he's a spittin' chicklets favorite guy? Because he attracts players and fans. He is a guy that everybody respects, and that includes players. Look, you played the game. You were a lumberjack, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're there. So you've got to know that there's something to a coach that players want to play for. There is absolutely something there. And if this is only a 5-4-year deal, so in the NHL, that's a lifetime. So that's a pretty good bridge to get where you want to go.
So you just said it, though. It's a bridge, right? Because I thought that...
Well, what isn't a bridge? How are you not a bridge?
Who's the only bridge? I want a guy! I want the now and the later! I want both!
Give me the god.
I don't think it's the guy with this resume.
I want you to tell me you know the coaches that were available. Sullivan,
go
Quenville.
Get David Carl. Make it happen. Give him the money.
David Carl is not leaving Denver.
Well, you make it happen.
He's made it clear he's not leaving Denver.
Well, then why couldn't they get Mike Sullivan? He went to the Rangers the next
Mike
day.
Sullivan,
get in there.
I just told you that Mike Sullivan has won one playoff series since Tockett left.
Well, that's
they haven't made the playoffs in 3 years.
Yeah, you tell me Tockett
gets
all that.
And you tell me you don't want Tortorella, who's like bound at the hip with Sullivan? They're the same guy.
Well, so are all these guys. That's my point. There's 75 Tockets.
So your argument is everybody's the same. What are you going to do? What do you want to do?
Tier.
Go just hire some pretzel salesman as a coach because it's different?
Maybe. It's the NHL. Who knows?
Well, you have no answers. All you have is complaints.
Pat Firschweiler. Go get something interesting.
You're a college coach.
Interesting.
So there's been 5 college coaches to come into the NHL. One of them, Hackstyle, who came here. The only way for a college coach, unless it's Herb Brooks, is to go and be an assistant. You look at what's happened here.
He was an assistant. Firschweiler was an assistant. For the Red Wings,
but right now to come in. Now he's gone back to college. You want to go that way. You're thinking just because it's Rick Tocchet, it's an old school guy. It's not what happened here. You're not going to sell tickets with that bald noggin. It ain't happening. That's not happening. They're going to sell tickets with Michkov. This is a guy that works with star players. Crosby, Gretzky, Lemieux, all buddies of his. He knows what makes those players tick. That's why he's here. And he can be a hard ass, but he's a communicator, a good communicator, and that's what makes him different from John Tortorella, who wanted people to come through to his door. Tocchet will go to them. This is a good, solid hire. You just have complaints.
It's a single.
You think this was easy? A single?
Give
me a double then. Give me an A.
Well, is it a hustle double where it's like maybe one of those ones that Brent stretches, but you hate it?
So why did everybody – why was he like number one on people's
list? That's a great question. People get it wrong all the time.
Well, people, what? You're arguing from a negative.
Man.
You're arguing from it can't – your argument is it can't happen.
No, he's fine. But I wanted something where it moves the needle, where, wow, that's outside the box thinking. That's creative. This is like, meh, another guy.
This is not another guy.
And then there's 500 season ticket holders there to watch his introductory press conference, and I'm supposed to believe this wasn't to tickle the undercarriage of the Flyers faithful.
They did this last time, too. They decided to give season ticket holders an opportunity to come. We don't like that. Do you spend $1,000 a month on tickets?
Hell no. But
okay.
I know my dad would, and my dad loves Tocchet.
All right, so your argument is it's wrong that some people like this hire.
Well, I think they know what they were doing. They were hitting the specific
they were not
group
doing
of the fan base.
I just told you, played in Vermont. You must be familiar with the French, right?
Sadly.
Okay, so you've got Danny Briere, who's an absolute killer. Yeah, it might look like he's in the 7th grade there, but he's a killer. He'd break your chiclets if you played against him with that stick. So he fires LaPerriere, and that's a good friend of his. And you're telling me this was a feel-good thing for the organization when they just did something like that? So it's obviously just bottom line. That's it. What do we have to do to win?
Fellas, I heard you guys chirping over there, so I just want to make sure we don't overstep our boundaries.
No. I think we're going to call it here.
Okay.
Now,
I think your passion, by the way. I'm very pleasantly surprised with your...
Yeah, because you got cooked.
Yeah, you got your ass
kicked.
You got your ass kicked.
You got your ass kicked.
Yeah, you did. That was the old dog breaking out a new trick.
Bros did a great job.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great job.
For the first time, because we're not involved in the debates, we are going to take a vote of the three of us as to who won this debate between Broads and Al Morcani. Jack, who is your vote?
Al by a million.
Oh, right. Come on.
Ike?
It was not Al by a million. I got to be honest with you. This may have been one of the better debates.
I agree.
All week of debate week.
You know, how about that,
man,
Al?
Man, and I got to be honest. Al was pleasantly energetic throughout this debate. But I got to admit, Al, I love you, brother. But Broads,
yes.
Broads is right, man.
Yes.
Broads is right here. I love the passion coming from Broads.
So
I do.
So my vote is the tiebreaker.
Uh-oh.
You know, so I understand Broads' point here. You know, the Flyers have this history of just going back to old Flyers, and he wanted something, you know, and I'm a guy who likes new, different thinking. I understand it. However, Morcani cooked his ass.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. You had no answers.
Cooked him.
You had no answers.
answers.
Yeah, yeah, that's just no been
so you start naming
minutes.
Random French people in the yeah. middle of
this. Well, because you're clueless about puck.
Well, whatever.
Obviously.
You're a glass banger.
Oh, man, this is great.
That was good hockey talk, though.
That was good stuff. Al, are we doing our handshake at center ice right now after a game seven?
We are indeed, and they owe you more time. I don't like this 50 seconds.
Oh, cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them off.
No, you're making sense before.
You tell skinny, baldy, and needy over there. You need more
I love it. I love it.
Skinny, baldy, and needy.
I'm down 20. Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you, Al. Thank you, bro.
No worries, guys.
See you, fellas.
Holy moly.
Wow.
That was good, man.
That was outrageous.
Good Flyers passion right there.
Jack, could you post on the for the Twitter question who won that debate? Yeah. I would love to know. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com.
That was good.
That was outrageous.
That you know what that was? That was like when an older player has a nice throwback performance. Like when Kobe scored 60 in his last game and they show everyone like I'm still the big dog around here.
Yeah.
Like that was Al to Broads. It was actually an out. He got out alphaed by Al.
Well, cuz you know what? Broads went in thinking, "Oh, Al's going to, you know, be mild-mannered, doesn't really, you know, and he cooked him. He cooked him. He cooked him." Raji in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Raj?
Hey, man. As someone who doesn't care about the Flyers too much, I'm going to say the winner is Al because I just got a noise complaint from hearing a Rose voice. You know what I mean? Police knocking on the door, trying to quiet. But nah, man, I really enjoyed debate week, man. I love listening to you guys. Ike, man, I love you, man. You got me listening to you guys a lot. Spike, I love the hoops talk. So
appreciate it, brother.
I wanted to say, I heard earlier this week you mentioning, I think Jack said something about Scottie Scheffler is like the Tim Duncan, and you were like, Tim Duncan's not elite. So I got to have a little mini debate, and I want Spike.
Uh-oh, Tim Duncan debate?
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, okay. I want to spike in Jack's input and to see if I can convince you guys that Tim Duncan's better than Kobe Bryant.
Wow, this is dangerous territory. Yes.
Good luck. All right, Roger, you can have 60 seconds on that. Go ahead.
All right. So, Tim, both won 5 championships. Tim Duncan's got more MVPs, more finals MVPs. One was the catalyst between winning his Three out of the five championships as the best player on the team. Kobe was the best player on his team in two of the five. And Kobe Bryant has a lower winning percentage, field goal percentage, as well as the fact that Kobe Bryant missed the playoffs four seasons. Tim Duncan's never missed the playoffs in his whole career.
Ike, your thoughts?
That was his argument. Well, he's not going to convince me. Did he convince you all?
Yeah.
There's nothing he can say to me that's going to convince me.
I'll be honest with you. Tim Duncan is greater than I give him credit for, but I'm never going to give him credit for it because I just was bored by it. I guess I didn't like the whole Spurs run, so I don't know what to say in that. I would almost always rather watch Kobe Bryant than Tim Duncan. And it's just really hard for me. Most big men, it's just hard to rank them against
with a guard.
Yeah.
Wings,
see, to me, Tim Duncan was a little bit like Bill Russell. So I look at Bill Russell, and I say Bill Russell was a great team player, and he had great teammates, right? Playing a great system. Just let me finish.
All right.
I'm not taking away from Tim Duncan's greatness, but Tim Duncan never shouldered the load that Kobe Bryant shouldered as a franchise player. He just didn't. His position didn't call for him to. He never averaged more than 21 points, I believe. Like, it's his position just didn't call for him to do that, so much so when his offensive skills diminished the last 5 or 6 years of his career, he was able to still win by just being a piece of the puzzle. When Kawhi Leonard was the best player, when Tony Parker was the best player, when Manu Ginobili was the best player, like Tim Duncan's last 5 or 6 years, all he had to do was be a defensive player. Right? Like that's and San Antonio is a great system. He had great teammates around him. He was the focal point of it. He was a great player. I'm not even bringing up the head-to-head matchup in the playoffs that Kobe has a 4-2 advantage over Tim Duncan.
I agree.
The playoffs.
But I want to say Tim Duncan never had a top 10 player alongside.
He had David Robinson.
Old David Robinson. He's not top 10. He's not even
old
top
David Robinson. In 99, David Robinson was old?
He's not a top 10, top 20 player.
That's not Kobe's fault. I'm just telling you that Tim Duncan had great players around him.
I agree. I think Kobe did too. But Paul Gasol.
Sure,
and,
they did.
But my thing is, I think Phil Jackson and Popovich, you know, Phil won without Kobe, won with Jordan. Popovich will never win a championship without Tim Duncan. He never won before, and he's not going to win after. And my thing
What if I tell you that Tim Duncan himself said Kobe Bryant was the better player?
Well, I think he's more talented. I think it goes back to, you guys were talking really good about the quarterback. I think it's like you can be a talented player and make the Hall of Fame like Aaron Rodgers, but you can also be a winner like Troy Aikman and be a catalyst. So, like, I think it's the same. I just want you to know, like, I respect your opinion, and I think both these players are top 10 all time.
Of course, I agree with you. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. Right, no doubt. I think Tim Duncan's the greatest power forward ever. And I would have Tim Duncan.
Where would you guys have him?
I can't put him in front of Shaq because he was never the offensive player that Shaq was. Right? He was never the dominant player.
No, he just did it much longer.
Yeah, he just did it much longer. Yeah.
And made his teammates better, but yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Raji, for next question day, you got a best or worst thing about summer?
Yeah, man. The only reason why I like summer is I don't have to stress about baseball until the fall.
That's one of us.
If I were to ask you, Spike.
Yeah.
Not you, Fritz. I could throw you in there.
Nah, don't worry.
Now, you consider yourself a basketball person, too.
He's a basketballsman.
So, in my top 10... If I'm trying to get Steph into my top 10.
Yep. All right, so we have in there. Are we going to start from the beginning? No, go ahead. I'm sorry, finish.
So we probably have the same 10 in there. Like, I got Jordan, Kobe, Magic, Kareem, LeBron, Shaq.
Bird.
Bird, Russell, Olajuwon, Tim Duncan.
So that's 10.
Yeah. So I want to put Steph in there.
I would take Olajuwon.
Yeah, I'd take Olajuwon out.
You're going Olajuwon out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Olajuwon was great, but
if we're talking about all this stuff, against those great players,
he wasn't great for, like, Steph.
As long.
Steph having the number of championships he has as the best player, and then Olajuwon only having two, and having them, by the way,
when Jordan was gone,
like I just that's what I would.
So I'll take Olajuwon out.
Yeah.
How's that make you feel? We get another big man out
good.
Of you, well, your top 10.
Can I tell you, if Steph had just, if that team, if he hadn't gotten hurt, and maybe they win, then you could take a different guy out.
Who?
No one's doing
Who'd
that. Who'd
you take out? You can't take LeBron.
No, you can't.
Oh, can't I? Oh, can't I? I give credit to Raji, by the way. Him coming at you with a Kobe.
I wasn't even expecting that. Yes.
Yep. That's what the debate days are all about, baby. Coming up next, this could be a week where the belt could change hands.
Yep.
You know, there's been a lot of fighting on the station, and belt is currently held by Elliot Shore Parks because of his Ace Bailey take for last week. So we'll see if Elliot was able to keep the belt or if it has been awarded. And I will say this, the results of the belt voting have been kept from me, so I do not know who has the belt. A lot of times I'll go into this knowing I do not know. That is coming up next.
Get a stronger umbrella.
Come on.
The
man.
Pink umbrella.
What are you doing, Tucker? We are at the Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for Free Toll Friday. They kick off the summer. Pete paying your tolls all the way up until 5 o'clock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Farley Service Plaza right next to the AC Expressway with Chickies and Pete's for the official kickoff to summer. Pete still has 31 minutes left of paying your tolls.
Yep.
Get to the toll plaza so Pete has to pay for it safely. Don't rush. Speed limit, but get there.
Get there.
Within the speed limit. We will award the belt on the WIP Afternoon Show in a moment, right after we talk to George in Maryland. 215-592-9494. George, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? I'm down here in Washington, D.C. area and all this, man. And I'm hearing you telling me that this guy is not a good owner. You know what I mean? He's a good owner. He's a decent owner. But, you know, every other week I hear this guy on these channels down here screaming how he's praise the Commanders and this, that, and I want to bring them back to the old Washington Redskins and all that. But what he did with the Sixers was he just made a business move. He just made a business move because he's got $500 million of garbage that he couldn't get rid of $500 million of garbage. If that was Lori, he would have got rid of that two-bit general manager 2 years ago.
What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? Dial in here.
What I'm talking.
All right. Hang on.
Easy.
So, are you saying that Josh Harris, as an owner of the Commanders, has not done a good job?
He did an okay job.
They just had the best season they've had in 15 years.
Oh my God! Hey, you. I'm talking about the Sixers, man.
Okay,
I'm not talking about the Commanders.
Okay,
so
let me ask you this.
He's doing nothing for the Sixers.
Okay, he's owned the Sixers for 13 years. Do you think the 13 years before he owned it or after he owned it were better?
Oh. I can't really say.
You can't.
I can say they're in the same position.
They're not in the same position. No, they're not.
They knocked out the second round with Iguodala and that crew. They were in the same position.
That team got lucky because Derrick Rose got injured. And
can you ask this question for me? Can you answer this one? When Lori let a two-bit owner drive his team to the rate the Sixers would, he would have got rid of him.
I don't even understand what you're saying about Lurie. Lurie's a great owner. I'm not saying Josh Harris is Jeffrey Lurie. Nobody is. It's different. Yes, Jeffrey Lurie is objectively an awesome owner. One of the best owners in football. There. Conceded. The question is whether Josh Harris has been a good owner of the Sixers, and I think he has. I don't think he's perfect. I understand why people don't like him, but I think he's been a good owner.
He's okay.
All right, we got there.
George, he hired He hired a bum general manager. You think
who?
This guy is good, but he's a bum.
Oh, Daryl Morey.
Who?
He's a bum.
He's a bum.
Okay.
He's a bum.
Okay. How is he a bum?
He's a bum because
how?
Is he a bum? Is the Sixers better before or after him?
I would say they're the same, aside from last year.
Yeah. So he's a bum to me. That's what I say.
Well, so since he's become the general manager, aside from if we take last year out, they averaged 52 wins a year.
What has he done?
There it is. All right. I don't even know what to do anymore. He's just so mad. He just wanted to be mad, so I'll make him be mad. Chad?
I actually think I'm not rooting for Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
To get it right.
Well, it swung a little hard the other direction, I think.
I mean, we did it with Howie, too. I mean,
yeah.
It's what happens
with
general managers in this town. I mean,
Don't worry.
It'll happen to Dombo.
Until about 2 weeks ago, Dombo was on the clock.
He was. Yeah. And he might be on it again, by the way, after the trade deadline.
It's just so funny, like, Lurie would have fired the two-bit general manager. Well, I mean, Howie, before he won a Super Bowl, was viewed as, like, an analytics nerd boy.
Right.
Even after he won the Super Bowl in 2020, we had a sign outside our building saying, fire Howie.
That was the one on the bridge by the river. Right, yeah. Yeah, so, I remember that.
It swings. And now he's got a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Yep.
How things can change.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and ultimately, the funny part about it is, ultimately, it is about the performance of the players that the general manager picks. And then sometimes you can make the right decision or what everybody would have thought the right decision is, and it doesn't work out with those players, and that is what it is. Now, that's the job. You know, that's the job, but still, like...
And I'm one of those people that the general manager's job is to bring the players here. Then it's the players' jobs to perform.
Right.
Like, so I'm... Like, I get a general manager's credit for acquiring the talent, and then I don't blame the general manager when the talent doesn't necessarily live up to expectations.
Yeah, like the thing about Morey is, like, Morey did not choke against the Celtics.
Right.
Joel and James Harden choked against the Celtics. Now, you could say it's his fault for getting James Harden.
The alternative was keeping Ben Simmons.
Right. Like, there's this thing where, and that's, I think, the most difficult thing in the NBA is that, like, if you're, there is a, okay, if not him, then who sort of thing, because you still have to acquire one of those guys, one of those guys. So the belt is currently held by Elliott Shore Parks. But I am not in possession of the new or current. I don't know if Elliott's keeping it or not.
No shot.
So I'm going to hand it over to you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. So, listen, first off, Buzz, if you could please hit the sounder. It is time to award the belt at WIP.
There could only be one. Yes. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain, the WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
So, it was a very spirited week on the stage.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of debates that stuck out. There's a couple of debates that fell flat. Last week, I would say, we gave it to Elliott just because. It was an unbelievable performance by Elliott. There was a lot at stake during debate week.
Yeah.
But there was one debate that stood above the rest, and it was Jolly versus Spike.
Am I getting the belt?
You're not getting the belt, pal. We're giving the belt to Jolly.
Jolly?
Yup. Listen to this takedown from Wednesday.
Daryl Morey has not been a perfect GM in the NBA, but that doesn't mean he hasn't been excellent. And at some point, the failures of a team have to be blamed on the players who do not come through when it matters most. Joel Embiid holds that, for sure. James Harden holds that, for sure. But the general manager who gets the players at the end of the day, if he gets players that are good enough and they don't come through, that's on them, that's not on him.
He's selecting players. He's doing all this artificial intelligence stuff
changing the way the game is played.
You're making things.
Hold a second.
Do you even know how AI reference works or what he's doing? Do you?
By the way, the game is played. Nobody likes the game right now. The game is boring. The game is. Nobody likes the NBA, so screw that as well.
The team that you think is going to win the NBA championship, the Oklahoma City Thunder, play in a way that Daryl Morey optimized. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They play with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They play with players. I'll tell you what. If you want to be a guy who uses all these analytics to get your team. Get a team with mental toughness. Don't extend Joel Embiid. Don't get James Harden.
People like you, like, say, you would win if you got somebody else. Who? How is Daryl Morey magically just going to get another top five player in the NBA?
Well, other people magically get him. Other people win.
How?
Other people win. Don't give me that excuse.
How?
How's anybody else going to do it?
No.
He is paid to do it.
Right.
Not
and he walked
else.
Into a team. Any smart person, any smart person would walk into a team with Joel Embiid and say, I'm going to do my best to win with that guy.
And he hasn't.
They haven't won because of Joel Embiid.
You use the worst, in my opinion, the worst verification of anything. He wins games. Nobody cares if you win games.
Is Sam Presti a good GM?
Sam Presti's a pretty good GM.
Okay, has he won any championships?
Got to win a championship.
Has he won any championships?
No, I don't think he's a great GM
either yet. Okay, so isn't it possible to be a good GM and have not won a championship?
It is, but Daryl Morey is not.
Of course he is.
Just because it's possible, no. Winning games, nobody cares. Nobody ever goes around and goes, hey, my team was 54-28 last year. Did you go to the parade? It was great. Ever, because nobody cares.
But yeah, of course they care.
They don't care.
It means you have put your team in a position to win, Jolly.
No, you
can't
win
a championship. You can't win a championship unless you have a team that wins 50 or 60 games.
It's just the truth. I use the word all the time. It's called transmission. You can get all the talent, all the coaches, all the whatever, the know-how of how to play the game. You got to transmit that into something.
What does that mean? He's the general manager.
I am so insulted by the fact that you gave Jolly the belt.
Now, I will say,
yeah,
had the voting already not been commenced, I do kind of want to give it to Al.
Yeah.
Like, Al was the most surprising. I mean, Al had a real back.
Al and Rhea probably had the two best weeks.
Rhea's in there. Listen. The Jolly debate was the funniest thing I've heard in a long time. I couldn't even look at you two. I was just like under the desk laughing. So, what a week.
Unbelievable.
Jolly, a two-time
holder
of the belt.
I'm so insulted. This is an insult to the belt. It's an insult to the belt.
So, in listening back, you did kind of cook him, but he had so much passion. It was it made up for
unbelievable.
And I will say, he walked out of like a prize fighter. He knocked down the screen behind him,
which
is great. He saw Buzz. Buzz, you were getting out of the elevator, and he was still talking about how he just cooked Spike.
Yeah, he was like, I feel bad for Spike that he thinks that way.
It's unbelievable. And he said, he said before the debate even started that you poked the bear, which I appreciate. He was dead serious. Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices.
Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is a very personal thing. This is because I'm hosting the show and you're not. Is that why Johnny has the belt?
Oh, we've been over that.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
215-592-9494. This weekend, long weekend, it's going to be nice out. Dog's going to be playing out in the backyard, right? Have you gone to Dogs and Cats Rule and gotten your dog some new toys to play outside this summer? No? Shame on you. Because there are 7 locations, and they're waiting for you. The lead dog, George Perenni, has put together 7 locations of the greatest pet store that has ever been created. And greatest not just because of the products. The products are awesome. Pet nutrition, number one. Supplements, number one. Toys, collars, leashes, whatever you want, number one, number one, number one. But number one because they have the staff to help you. The answers for these things, whether it's about natural flea and tick prevention, whether it's about pet nutrition, whatever it is, these answers are hard to come by. Sure, you can Google them, but you're going to find 10 different people giving you 10 different answers. Dogs and Cats Rule, that staff is there. They're informed. They are patient. They are helpful. They are great. 7 locations, like I said, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Rick in Harleysville. You're on WIP. What's up, Rick?
How you doing, guys? Baldy, skinny, needy?
Yeah. Put it on a t-shirt.
By the way, he had that ready to go.
He wrote that days ago.
Yeah, he's been saying that to himself for weeks, just waiting for a moment to use it.
Awesome. I met you out in McGurk's for the championship party out there. I was talking to you at the end, Spike. Met Jack and talking to him about washing his hands. Hopefully he's on the sink in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Real quick, I am in on the Phillies at this point. Starting pitching's awesome. And I like how Romano, he reminds me of Patrick Roy with his facial tics.
He never sits still up there.
No, he's crazy.
Yeah, he does seem like a psychopath. Is he a good interview? I haven't heard him talk.
Yeah, he's actually. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He's fun.
You should get him on. The thing
now
about,
that he's pitching well, we'll talk to him.
Well,
Well,
when he had a 17 ERA, I don't know if we want to talk to him. I think the thing about the starting pitching is like if this starting pitching is this way. It really does just put them in a position to win every single game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if the other team is scoring 2 or fewer runs over the first 7 innings of the game, it's just like it can help them weather the storm of the season when this offense goes, you know, heats up but also goes cold. The thing that we're just hoping for is that this new approach that they have in the postseason –
I hope it works.
Yeah, hope that they battle through those times when they're not hot.
Because it's more likely that the bats go cold than the pitching somehow falls apart.
And that's where I do like the not going for the home run all the time because I think the home runs do dry up as well.
Right.
So obviously,
especially in the postseason.
So you need to hit home runs. I'm not saying they can small ball their way to a championship. And obviously, teams that usually hit the most home runs in the postseason win. But like, I think they're adding more tools to when the home run's not exactly there, and the pitching's better than the postseason.
Yep.
Hey, another point. The reason why I called, I think you just made an egregious comment a segment ago.
Uh-oh.
When you we were talking about how where Jalen belongs in the ranking, and you know, with Chris Sims and his list is always an adventure. But you said that AJ Brown is probably better because of Jalen. Fine.
Yeah.
But you said Saquon is better because of Jalen? I think it would be the other way around. Jalen is better because of Saquon. Jalen's my quarterback.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. How was Jalen better because Saquon was here last year?
Because of the ability to of the running game.
And, well, how did that make Jalen better?
It made the defense not rush the box as much as they had did in previous years.
So you think Jalen was – hold on. You think Jalen was better last year because Saquon was
here? I think Jalen is better because Saquon is on the team, not necessarily vice versa.
Well, I think the offense is better because Saquon is on
the
team.
Better because Saquon.
Well, I haven't seen where – well, hold on. I haven't seen where it's made Jalen better other than us winning. You would agree the offensive passing game was the 29th or 30th ranked passing offense last year.
Yeah.
Well, how did that make – well, how's that making how,
– no,
I'm not understanding saying, how Jalen is better because of Saquon.
I'm saying – okay. Jalen becomes better, okay? I mean, especially when he got to the last two games.
Well, Saquon was here for 21 games. We can't just take two games. What about the other 19?
Okay, but are you saying that that Jalen makes Saquon better?
Yes. Because Saquon is in an offense. Saquon has always been great as a runner. Right. But we get to see what Saquon can fully do because he's in an offense that's efficient, that has a quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over, that has offensive skill position players on the outside, that opens things up for Saquon. Because here's the thing. If Jalen was a terrible quarterback and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith were out there, why would a defense worry about defending those guys if the quarterback is terrible?
Oh, yeah, but I'm not saying that Jalen's a terrible quarterback.
What I'm saying is because of Jalen's play, it allows Saquon, because Jalen's play affects the entire offense. So that allows Saquon to do what he's doing. If Jalen was bad at his job, I don't think Saquon – it'd be much like it was in New York. When Daniel Jones had a good year, Saquon had a good year. Right?
Right.
Okay. When Daniel Jones didn't have good years, Saquon was – he was hurt. And they're loading the box on him. Like all those type of things, right? You keep the extra defenders in the box.
Right.
So when you have a quarterback who's playing well, it's going to make the running back's job easier, like Saquon.
Right. But after the bye week and after we started just with focusing more on the run, Jalen was able to do his job better because Saquon was there.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
Winner.
You said winner.
I think it's a little of both, well, by the way.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's both of them.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll take this.
You'll take it. Okay. Yeah. That's all good.
Hey, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was saying, well, also, Jalen being able to run helps Saquon as well.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no.
Top five callers WIP. What a psycho.
Hey,
what a psycho.
Hey, Rick. Rick, for next question today, why don't you give us something you either really like or really hate about the summer?
Oh, really like about summer? I like hosting parties. We have a nice yard. I like having people over.
There you go. Partiesman.
Preparing the mac and cheese.
All right.
Out of a box. It's talking from scratch. So.
All right, Rick.
When's your housewarming party?
We're getting there. We got some other stuff we got to get done, get ready.
Do you like hosting? Do you guys like hosting parties?
Have you been to my house?
No.
Okay, there's your answer.
We already decided when we have our first party, we're giving Rebel drugs. We're just drugging him a little bit.
Yeah.
Give him a little Xanax. Yeah, a little dog Xanax.
Is that illegal?
Yeah, they do. Okay. When we go on long, dude, he is so now. When he's my boy, he's my boy. But when we take him to the vet, he got so crazy, they were like, look, you can't bring him back unless you give him a little bit of drugs.
You got to give him something.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when we go on long car rides, like.
Benadryl.
Benadryl doesn't do it for him. He fights through Benadryl. Like when we would drive to the Outer Banks, it was like 7 hours, whatever it was. He would stand the whole time.
Dude.
Yeah, he's a psycho.
He is like a ridiculous dog.
Yes.
I mean, a ridiculous dog.
Yeah, he's a legend. He's a legend.
You want to come over, Jack?
What?
You want to come over?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
I'll tell you what, I won't be serving apple slices.
We'll be having so much meat. When we go to your house.
You gonna go to his house, put some meat in your mouth?
Yeah. Baby back ribs, steaks.
glizzies.
Yeah, man, right. Stuff. Yeah, right. I'm wearing my Birkenstocks too.
Jason Kelce was on the morning show today.
Oh yes. Man, we're
talking tush push.
Yep.
Here's what he had to say.
To me, it's less about if defenses can't stop the Eagles. The bigger threat, in my opinion, is more about if the other 31 teams' offenses figure out how to successfully do it themselves. Do you agree with that?
I don't. No, I think that the biggest threat to the tush push is if somebody gets injured.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll be the thing that pushes it over the hump. And listen, it's football. It's a largely safe play, and I think the numbers have shown that. We've been running it now for 3 years, and we've been running quarterback sneaks in Philly for quite a while since Jeff Stoutland's been here, even dating back to the year we won the Super Bowl. It's a largely safe play, but somebody is going to get hurt inevitably, and that's going to probably be the last thing that people are like, all right, we're probably done with this.
Yeah, there's such a focus on it now that if a player got hurt during a regular QB sneak, nobody would say anything.
Right.
But if they get hurt during the tush push, and I also think the amazing thing is the thing that everybody's worried about somebody getting hurt with is how low the offensive line is going. Mm-hmm. But that's not what they're trying to litigate out of the play.
Yeah.
What they're trying to get out of the play is the pushing part of it. If they're really, I would think that if what they're worried about is the injury, it would be the necks of the offensive linemen and defensive players
right.
who are getting very low, and that isn't, they could still do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? On a regular QB sneak, even if they make the tush push illegal, that part's still going to be legal.
Yeah, see, I think the injury thing is down the list of things that would make them change. Here's what's going to be ironic about this. I believe. Check this out. I think more teams are going to start doing it.
Try doing it. Yep.
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 I think more teams are going to do it. And I think that's what could actually cause it to be banned. Because now all the aesthetically pleasing and all this other stuff and the pushing and the advantage that the offense has, once more teams start to do that, then you're going to get more teams to vote against it.
And I also think the more teams that are doing it, the more teams you'll have that aren't quite as good as the Eagles. And I think the injury risk goes up, where you have teams that aren't quite – they don't have an offensive line as skilled and as practiced as the Eagles are at doing it, too.
I agree.
Jack, what does everyone have coming up in the top 5 at 5?
He's excited.
Oh, yeah. I don't like this at all.
The most notable things that happened at the open house the other night.
Oh,
he was scouting it.
Wow.
Oh, scouting.
Is there going to be something about the morning show host?
Yeah.
All right.
As always,
Yeah. I know what's coming up there. Wow. That is big.
Yeah.
We are at the Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for Free Toll Friday. Still got 7 minutes for Pete to pay your toll. He does it all the way up until 5 o'clock on the AC Expressway. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.